Session number 10963, Rule 2.
Mr. Dye, Rule 2.
We went out from Falmouth with 10 or 12 commandos on for a trial trip, and we ran into the worst weather what I'd been in since I've been on the ML. In fact, I thought she was going under two or three times. Anyway, we pushed on out into the right out into the channel, and went to the Scillies. We pulled into the Scillies, and the commandos were in a terrible state. Seasick all over the place, just lying on the bunks. In fact, old Westeck was like a wash with it. And I thought, well, if we go into Sanders Air and they've got to land like this, they're going to be in trouble. Anyway, we got back and we didn't run into any more weather when we went to Sanders Air. We had a flat sea all the way.
And that was the same 10 or 12 commandos that you actually
took? Yeah, that's right.
You didn't tell me anything when you were describing the raid itself about the channel crossing that you actually made. Can you say something about that?
Well, we went eight MLs either side of the destroyer. Two more destroyers, Tyndale and... Oh, I can't think of the name of the other one. Were with us. They were towing a gunboat. And we just had a nice easy passage till we came to within entrance to the River Loire, and they challenged us at first, and I think this is hearsay that the destroyer answered saying we were a U-boat's returning and we had injured on board. This is just what I heard, and we flashed it to them. One of the chaps was doing it in their code, and it gave us a chance. We got right in more or less without being challenged, and we kept going straight in, and nobody challenged us. And then there was a few star shells came up, they were looking at us, and then all the hell broke loose. They started both sides of the river firing at us.
Was that before you got to the mall?
Before we got to the mall, that was going up the Loire, the river, the entrance. And then when we got to the mall, we pulled. Well, I say they should have gone in there, and we were the only one that went in. But
how high was the water against the mole when you went alongside?
Well, the mole was more or less running out like that, and there was a slope up where we landed by the slope, and then they could jump straight off onto the slope and straight up the and ran up. But the pillbox was just this side of the slope. They were just, as I say, bombing hand grenades down. They couldn't fire at us because we were too low underneath, you see. That was more or less the idea. Unless they fired with pistols and other guns. But we did open fire on the pillbox, and then it jammed. Oh, Twin Lewis. We opened fire on the pillbox, try to keep them down, but it jammed. So we were lost. We had nothing to answer them with.
So had you had a rope tying the ship to the shore?
Yes, we were tied up with one rope forward on a bollard. I don't know who put that on. One of the chaps went over and put it on.
So then you told me earlier how after being bombarded by the grenades you the ML was sent out into the Loire estuary.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat what happened then?
Well, we got hit from something hit us. I don't know what it was.
How far out?
We were more or less midstream in the estuary because we were further up, you see. And it hit us and we were set on fire, same as there was MLs all over on fire. And the skipper said, abandon ship. We were afraid she would blow with the petrol tanks which are on the upper deck if we had any petrol left in them. We were supposed to have used it all, but you never knew.
So Carly rafts were thrown over the side, were they?
Thrown over the side, the Carly raft, yes. Just one, yes. And there was only about four or five of us. And everybody, the skipper says, everybody off, what we could get off. And we just all left the boat, jumped in.
Whereabouts had the boat been hit?
She was it in, I think it was, she was it on the port side, starboard side, and she set on fire, something set on fire, I don't know what it was actually. We're too busy ducking.
Did you step straight from the ML onto the Carly raft?
No, I jumped in the water because the Carly raft had pushed off as there was a tide, and I swam to the Carly raft.
And it was then that you floated to the, towards this wreck?
Yeah, that's right.
And tied up on the mast?
I tied on the mast. Mm.
And that's where you barked your leg?
Yes, on the mast.
So it was you who tied it up, was it?
No, one of the chaps tied it up top. I think I just can't tell. There was another chappy with us and I can't place him at all.
And these chaps who just let go and let themselves be drowned, they just said goodbye and...
Yeah, the signalman did. I can't hang on, he said good cheerio. He just went under. Well, you couldn't do anything, the tide was too strong. It was just like that going past us, you see. If you let go, you'd gone yourself. And the skipper was, well, he looked, he must have been dying. Actually, he was, you know, I don't know, I know it was dark, but you could more or less see him changing colour. So he was, you know. There should have been an air attack just before we went in, but I think it was mistimed and they didn't drop any bombs at all. It should have been bombing it. And it more or less alerted all the defences. They were all closed up at action stations with this air attack, and it was worse than being an air attack.
Worse than if they'd done nothing?
Yes, yes, if they hadn't gone.
So they attacked too soon?
They attacked a bit too soon, and it alerted everything. Everything was closed up. At least that's my opinion, anyway.